Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 27. Running a business, the ultimate level. If a leader wants to achieve effortless control, he must use culture to manage, lead, and control. Corporate culture has been discussed in the West since the 1970s. Everyone thought it was something new, but in fact, Confucius already discussed the importance of corporate culture 2,500 years ago. It's just that he did not use the name corporate culture. Confucius said, "If you guide the people by virtue and propriety, they will have a sense of shame and integrity." This passage highlights the greatness of Confucian thought. When I read it, I was amazed that Confucius, in just a few simple words, had been able to sum up corporate culture, the most advanced Western management theory. Although Confucius was referring to governing a country, his comments are also suitable for managing a company. If you use ethics and propriety to run a company, everyone will manage themselves. There will be no need for managers as such. Employees will know what they should and shouldn't do. They will naturally be orderly, modest, and of good character, will work well together, be enthusiastic about their work, and strive to add value for customers and the company. So this passage from Confucius sums up in a nutshell the essence of management philosophy. It is now also recognized in the West that the role of the top management is to shape corporate culture. The former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, Carly Fiorina, was also asked in an interview by Japanese media what qualification a first-class leader had to have. She replied that the leader should enable employees to operate smoothly without feeling the presence of the leader. In my view, this can be taken further to say that even though employees do not feel the presence of the leader, they know that the leader supports and is really concerned about them. Actually, what Fiorina was describing is what Confucius and Lao Tzu refer to as governing by influencing without interfering. Fiorina's view of a second-class leader was, as is common with many CEOs, that they are respected by employees, but while they are not told fibs, they may be praised to their face and criticized behind their backs. A third-class leader frightens employees, and a fourth-class one is despised and spurned despite holding power. A first-class leader shaped corporate culture. The chairman of TSMC, Mr. Maurice Chang, often referred to the importance of corporate culture in lectures he gave. He told young people that if they want to start a business, the most important thing is creating a corporate culture. This is something that others cannot easily copy. Your leadership style will not only influence your products, but also your company's culture. It is also what gives your company its value systems and competitive edge. In short, a leader must be able to create a corporate culture in order to manage by influencing without interfering. He lets corporate culture do the managing. But I want to particularly emphasize that corporate culture is not something static. Take the example of Japan. When Japan was being industrialized, conditions changed very slowly at the time, and people and organizations could also change slowly. Even leaders could take their time to make decisions. However, in the 1990s, everything worldwide was much quicker, but Japan's bureaucratic structure and corporate culture were still extremely slow. This is why Japan disappeared for 20 years. Even today, Japan is not able to adjust to the change in business environment. This is demonstrated by the slow response of the Fukushima nuclear plant to the nuclear disaster following the tsunami on March 11, 2011. As a result, the rest of the world came to doubt Japan's ability to respond to natural calamities. So make no mistake, culture is an evolving animal. It is critical that a business leader and all employees have the ability to adapt quickly.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.